This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
In the words of Christina Aguilera, it's time for the Hump Day crew to get a little dirty.
Nasty to be dirty to clean our acts up.
So ladies move and even gentlemen move. We're going to be diving into a dripping, wet ocean of literary lesbian pleasure.
It's time for the Australian queer literature to penetrate our minds.
And take us to a blissful climax, satisfying our intellect to the core.
To take us to such literary pleasure is Banquet Press, a feast of new writing and art by Australian queer. Joining us is the editorial team, Deanne Carson and Laura Dottori. Good morning, girls.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Sorry if our voices are sounding a little husky. We're trying to get into the mood. Tell us a bit about Banquet Press.
Well, Deanne and I got the idea for doing Banquet Press when I guess we were writing our own stuff and thinking, where are we going to get this published? And there are a few opportunities out there in Australia, but we thought, hey, let's create an opportunity because there are a lot of queer female writers out there producing great stuff.
It's an anthology, not a novel, as we were calling it before.
Yeah, that's right.
It's supposed to showcase work that pushes boundaries for the LGBTIQ community. How do you think this sort of work will be received?
There is a lot of this kind of work being written, and there are informal sort of events around the place where people are reading their work. There is an audience out there, and the idea of Banquet is to really feed the queer writing community and queer readers.
Deanne, I've been reading your bio and you said that, and I quote, you want to set free all the sins in Pandora's box. Do elaborate on that.
Thanks for that, Jen. You can guess for yourself what I was implying there.
Well, it's about pushing the boundaries, isn't it?
Yes. And Laura, you seem to have quite a passionate, boundaryless and maybe even erotic relationship with words.
Yeah, love words. Love words. Really love words.
Do you write really good text messages, Laura?
Yes.
You must spend a lot on your bills, I reckon, if you're loving words.
Yeah, look, what we're doing with Banquet Press and words is really getting people to push words around, because we really want to see writing that's, tries out different forms, different kinds of short stories. We're also into looking for non-fiction works, journalistic stuff.
So tell us the prerequisites for getting into the book or the anthology?
Well, I guess the main thing is that the piece of writing or the photograph, or we're also looking for graphics, needs to in some way say something about being a queer woman in Australia. We want an Australian flavour to it. There's plenty of stuff written overseas, particularly in the US, in this area, but we're really after, works about the interesting lives of queer Australian women. So way beyond just the coming out story.
Okay, and how would people be able to submit either their graphics or their written words?
They can contact us at banquetpress@optusnet.com.au and we'll be happy to send out the submission guidelines to them.
And you've got to enter by June 1 and it has to be up to 3,000 words if you're writing something. Now, something like this, I know outside LGBTIQ community there is preconceived ideas about what the community is about from media outside of our community. When sometimes media see the gay community out of context, like from images of Pride March or Mardi Gras, do you reckon this anthology is going to sort of push a different idea?
Yeah, look, we're hoping so, because, as I said, we're trying to get that whole range of, you know, what it's like to be a queer woman in Australia. And hopefully there will be some, lives that have been going on for years that get a voice.
So banquetpress@optusnet.com.au is how you enter. That's Banquet press@optusnet.com.au.
The Hump Day crew have actually had a bit of an attempt at writing their own erotica.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.